Good morning. I want to first thank the Committee on Women's Rights for the opportunity to talk to you today about this topic. Women's ability to overcome household food insecurity. We all know that food insecurity is a very important topic globally, and we're always looking for strategies to address this topic. So we'll talk about one strategy today. So the purpose of this presentation is to actually discuss how the matrix method can be used to assess women's health, but also how it can be used to assess the use of social networks and social support to overcome household food insecurity. We'll also highlight the usefulness of this data for public health policy and for the support of women's health. At the end of this discussion, we want to be able to describe the global usefulness of the matrix method to assess women's use of social support and social networks. So let's begin by talking about what food security is. There are many definitions of food security, and today, for our use, we'll use the definition that Von Braun uses. And he talks about food security existing when all people at all times have access to the social, economic, and physical access to sufficient food. So there are three components that are talked about in this definition that are very important: availability, access, and utility. And the reason why they're important is because sometimes we may have availability to the food, but we don't have access. Sometimes we may have availability and access, but it's not food that we can use. So all three of these components are important. Because women are usually in charge of preparing food for the household, any policy around food security is a public health policy that supports women's health, as well as the family and health of the community. So food insecurity is a problem or an issue because it challenges public health well-being. It has challenges in relation to low birth weight babies, mental health, diabetes, obesity, and other public health problems, and even including things like violence and substance abuse prevention. So because this talk is going to talk about food insecurity in sub-Saharan Africa, I thought it would be good to look at hunger and what's going on with hunger now. About a year ago, hunger had reached the 1 billion mark. But now, in this year, in 2012, it's actually decreasing. And if you notice in this illustration, it's this decreasing in Latin America, in Asia, but look at the bottom. In sub-Saharan Africa, it's actually increasing. You can also see that between 1990 and 1992, hunger in sub-Saharan Africa was 170 million, and between 2010 and 2012, it has risen to 234 million. So another component of this discussion is the health behavior theory, social networks, and social support. So let's talk about it a little bit. Those concepts are interconnected, and social networks are usually made up of many people. It can determine the way and the extent to which problems are solved and successfully. Social network analysis has also been used by epidemiologists to kind of examine how human contact may aid or inhibit the spread of diseases in a population. Social support, on the other hand, is a function of social networks and is associated with how people are able to cope with stressful conditions. In this table, you can see the concepts of social networks. But really important here, because we're talking about social networks and social support in this study, you can see on the bottom here that social support is actually a function of social networks. So you have four types of social support, which include emotional social support, instrumental social support, informational and appraisal social support. So the last thing we want to talk about in terms of the components of this study is the matrix method. And the matrix method that was used was actually designed by Judith Girard in 1999. She was actually looking for a way to make her research easier, to organize her data. So she designed this method called the matrix method. And since then, she has two new editions. She has the second and the third edition just came out. So the matrix method is actually a strategy for reviewing the scientific literature. It provides a process for organizing, structuring, and writing a synthesis of the results of the literature. At the end, you will have an assessment of the individual and community needs in reference to whatever subject you're studying. So in this assessment, four databases were used: PubMed, ScienceDirect, Google Scholar, and ProQuest. 18 papers dated between 1988 and 2008 were retrieved. All of those papers investigated social support and social networks used by women in sub-Saharan Africa to cope with food insecurity. The key terms that were used were food insecurity with African women, women, social networks, social support, and coping. And the Boolean term "and" was used to separate those terms. All of the articles were written in English, and they were all published in peer-reviewed journals. The focus, the methods, and the varied outcomes were different in the various articles. After reviewing these articles, a review matrix was designed to structure the information abstracted from each study. In this table, there are two of the entries in that matrix. And as you can see, each of the columns are headed with different data. In that first column is the title, the date, and the author. But what I want to call attention to is this third column, which actually lists all of the coping strategies that women used to overcome household food insecurity, which was what I was trying or intending to collect. In this table, after abstracting all of those coping strategies, we had to separate the social network concepts and the social support concepts and list them by author. So on the bottom, you'll see the social network concepts that were used by women to overcome household food insecurity. And on the top, you'll see social support strategies that were used. And I'd like to distinguish between the difference between sending certain members out of the household somewhere else to live and sending members somewhere else to eat. Sometimes families will actually send a member of the household somewhere else to live so that they can eat. Sometimes they will actually just send them away for a meal. So the assessment, which is the end product of this use of the matrix method, revealed several characteristics. One thing that was revealed was that women who are socially connected are more likely to cope with household food insecurity. Another finding was that social networks and social support concepts are especially useful for women. And then we also found that oftentimes social networks are not used. People may have a network, but they don't use that network to help them to overcome their problems. So all of these represent avenues for address. And then finally, social networks and social support concepts present a theoretically based framework that we can actually examine the issue of household food insecurity, but we can also design interventions and evaluations that are sustainable and culturally competent. This method also helps us to provide a strategy for examining context-specific supportive issues that are related to policy design. And at the same time, it can help us to look at the opportunity to explore these characteristics longitudinally on a long-term basis. For example, this was done this year. This study was done in 2012. Perhaps we can also, 5 years down the road, do a similar study and compare those results. So over a dozen countries were examined in this this assessment, and I thought it would be good to kind of look at some of those countries and where they are. All of them are sub-Saharan countries, so they fall underneath the Saharan Desert. But important to note is that because there were so many different countries, all of those countries have their own different cultural contexts and different cultural ways and laws as well. So from this assessment, we have a review matrix that actually structures the data around social support and social network for review by any governmental official, any researcher that wants to carry on research in this area. We also have a convenient reference of the conclusions of each of these studies, and which you can make comparisons and contrasts with easily. And then we have examples of how people are using social networks and how they're using social support. We also have something that we can offer to policymakers to make changes or to actually offer supportive resources for communities that are struggling with household food insecurity. This assessment highlights the important role and the protective value of social support and social networks for women as they're trying to overcome or cope with their problems or household food insecurity. And in addition, this assessment can be useful in terms of supporting public health policies and supporting the use of social networks and social support as strategies and interventions for women to improve women's health. So as we said in the beginning, we wanted to use this time to actually talk about the global usefulness of the matrix method to assess women's use of social support and social networks to overcome household food insecurity. And I think we were able to do that. And then in conclusion, as African countries are working really hard to become developed countries, they need strategies that are sustainable and that are culturally competent for their communities to solve some of their problems. So, you know, as they struggle to become developed, as they struggle to attain the Millennium Development Goals, this may provide information for their countries to actually develop and implement interventions that can help communities struggle with their problems. This also presents a global response to women's health needs, because when women are food insufficient or food insecure, not only their health is compromised, but also their families and their communities. And oftentimes, women will make sure that their families eat even before they eat. So it becomes really important in terms of women's health. Thirdly, we can use this information to promote support for the use of personal connections to overcome household food insecurity, because we found in these articles that when women use their personal connections, they're able to address or overcome household food insecurity. And then finally, we can use this information for responsive public health policies and programs that support expanded collaboration, that support education, and that also supports empowerment of women. Mm-hmm.